The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 522.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She's the chief strategist for EC Fulfill, and I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us today on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Bonnie Factor. Bonnie, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Hi, Sheena. Hi, everyone. And thank you for inviting me. Thank you for downloading and listening to this episode. I've been an HR practitioner for 17 years. And the last that I've been with for my career growth was an HR global manager for a shared service for a drilling company, an oil and gas drilling company, so who's based in Norway. And during that time, I really was supposed to go. We were supposed to migrate to Australia. And then, but during the migration period, where there were so many documents that we needed to take care of, a startup was born. Our startup was born out of the funding, out of a workshop. And that was when, really, our startup was born. We got help from another co-startup, who is Ginger of Manila Workshop. And that was how, you know, that was how it really took off from there. You know, it just, needless to say, you just need someone, just one, who believes in you. Yeah, so that's when our startup was born. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Bonnie, what's your cultural background?
Oh, I'm Filipino, pure Filipino. I live in Valenzuela for 20 years, studied there, grade school and high school. And I studied in CEU, Centro Escolar University, in college. So I commuted to Valenzuela to Manila. And then after graduating, I live around Metro Manila because I move around Metro Manila depending on where I was working, which is where I am working. So I get close to where I'm working because, you know, Manila, traffic in Manila is like, it's 5 hours traffic and you don't want to be in traffic all the time. You'd rather be working. So I always move closer to where I'm working. So yeah, pure Filipino.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And yeah, I can attest to the traffic in Manila. It is insane. So I can understand why you would live close to where you're working at the time. So thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
I love the quote from Steve Jobs. Okay, so here it is. When you grow up, you tend to get told that the world is the way it is, and your life is just to live your life inside the world. Try not to bash into the walls too much. Try to have a nice family life. Have fun, save money. That's a very limited life. Life can be much broader once you discover one simple fact. That is, everything around you that you call life was made up by people no smarter than you. And you can change it. You can influence it. Once you learn that, you'll never be the same again.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And that's a great quote that you mentioned. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
It's really that assertiveness. Now that I am able to find that balance. Before, I always think that this is, you know, this is for a strong person. I'm strong. I don't get hurt. Nothing pains me. Before, I thought that was self-confidence. After a series of, you know, a series of self-growth, development, and transformation, and this has been influenced by Wayne Dyer and then Brené Brown, I realized that aggressiveness isn't self-confidence. Being strong isn't self-confidence. Actually, showing vulnerability is. Because when you show that you're vulnerable to people, it's actually saying that I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to show you that I get hurt too, that there are painful moments in my life too. I'm not afraid because we're all human beings and it's a range of emotions and we all feel that. And so whenever someone shows you vulnerability, that actually is self-confidence because they're saying they're not afraid to show you who they are. And so when I realized that all along I was hiding behind, you know, vulnerability. I was so scared to show vulnerability because that may come off as weakness. And when you show vulnerability, that may come off as, oh, you're not as strong as you think you are. When due to these, you know, people, so that's Wayne Dyer and Brené Brown, I realized, you know, that vulnerability, showing vulnerability is actually strength. It's telling, you know, it's sharing people that I'm like you. We're like everyone is, you know, everyone is the same. That we get hurt, we get in pain sometimes, and so we're all the same in that. And showing that sameness to everyone is actually self-confidence in itself because you're not afraid to say we're all in this together.
Well, thanks for sharing that great definition. I always believe showing how vulnerable you are does, you know, make things real and realize, you know, we're all in this together. We're never alone. So thanks for sharing that. And Bonnie, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
I was really scared all the time. And I really believe that this is because of an upbringing. So it's really true how our parents or those who take care of us. For myself, it was those who took care of me. Because my mom is an OFW and she was in the Middle East for 20 years. So I was left with relatives. The way our parents or those who take care of us raise us is actually going to be a pattern of our unconscious when we grew up. And so I really was afraid. I always was afraid of not belonging, of being thrown out, being rejected, because that was how I was raised. I was raised by aunts who were kind of verbally abusive. And so, you know, I've always believed I wasn't worthy. I always believed that I was ugly before when I was in college. I only realized that, you know, I'm pretty, and pretty is a definition of ourselves we give to ourselves. When, you know, I started getting attention from the male population when I was in college. But all my life before college, I thought I was the ugliest girl in the world. Because, you know, they tell me. And these jokes from our parents, from relatives, from friends, from anyone when we were kids, we take these jokes as absolute truth, you know. So all of these stuck with me while I was growing up. And so I was always scared. You know, I've always put up a strong front. And I was bullied in high school. And that bullying, actually, that was a trend and a pattern for me. And I have only broken through that only lately. So, yeah.
Thanks for sharing that. And I know we all have, you know, patterns that we've gone through that really hurt us even until now, you know, from when we were kids or even later in life. And, you know, awareness is the first thing. And, you know, when we're aware of what has happened, then we can go find that solution. Like, what was that aha moment for you when you realized you were more than enough to go out there and be the person that you are today?
It's the book. It's really the book, The Code of the Extraordinary Mind by Vishen Lakhiani. And then he had an accompanying course for it. It's Extraordinary by Design. So it's by Mind Valley. I read the book and then I took the course. And then I have written down all of my end goals as a part of the book and as a part of the course. And when I have written all of my end goals down, because last year I reached all of my end goals. My end goal was, when I graduated college, was career growth. And then last year I reached it after 17 years in the corporate world. I've reached all of that. And so I was looking for something new. So it was supposed to be the Australian migration, except that it didn't pan out because of the funding, because of the documentations that was so hard to process. And so when I took the course and I've listed down all of my end goals, I realized that I was still dreaming way too small. And, you know, I knew this. I knew when I was in college, even when I was in high school, that I can reach everything I set my mind to. I already know that. Except that when I've reached that, I realized I was still dreaming way, way too small. So it was time to reevaluate all of my goals and that book and the course was so timing because I now have rewritten and I have reimagined. Now it's all of my end goals, you know, at the end of my life. What would I have wanted to grow into? What would I have wanted to contribute into? And what would I have wanted to experience in this life? So when I've written all of that, the three, and there are subcategories of that three, I realized that it gave me a renewed vigor in life and excitement. So now I'm excited every day because I get to say, oh, wait, you know, I still have these three things that I need to work on. And it just, you know, it just makes me excited. They give me a lot of things to work on and to achieve for. And at the same time, knowing that, you know, it all takes time. I don't have to be anxious. I just need to be happy at the moment while reaching and striving for all of those goals that I have written down.
Thanks for sharing that. And I'll probably have to check out that book sometime, The Code of Extraordinary Mind. And I you know, it's great that you mentioned that, you know, while you're striving for bigger and better things, you're still happy with your present moment. And I think we all tend to forget that, you know, we live in the now and we have to appreciate what we have at this moment as well. So thanks for sharing that. And to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey of self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
Start with self-love. So love yourself like your life depends on it.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Oh, you can check me out on Facebook, Bonnie Factor, or in LinkedIn, same name, Bonnie Factor. So I post contents over there and post about our company and my daily realization about things, existentialism questions, because I've had that ever since I was a child. So those kinds of thoughts, I bring it up and I post it in public. So yeah, let's have a discussion and conversation if you're up to existentialism questions and law of attraction and startups in the Philippines.
Thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Bonnie, you can also head on over to the taoselfconfidence.com and search for Bonnie's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I really just want to thank Bonnie today for taking the time to share her story with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much, Bonnie.
Thank you, Sheena. Thank you. Thank you so much. And I claim I get to meet you in person very, very soon.
Not a problem, and I hope we get to meet each other too. And listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com to check out cool resources, blog articles, show recaps, and so much more. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.